you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the Go.
With the Wednesday 830 on the Go, I'm Taylor Rivera. Minneapolis safety leaders are defending their reform efforts amid an audit. An amended court filing shows the cost that Operation Metro Search had on the Twin Cities. And on this Earth Day, environmental groups and tribal communities gathering at the state capitol. But first, multiple law enforcement agencies were on the scene and in the skies over Edina following a fatal shooting near Southdale this afternoon. It happened shortly after noon at a transitional housing complex for young adults. One man is dead. Police Chief Todd Milburn.
We have a lot of law enforcement agencies and officers working on this case. We're going to work very diligently on this all through the nights, as long as it takes us to make an apprehension.
Milburn says they're asking people to avoid the busy area near 66th Street and York Avenue. Anyone with information is asked to contact Edina Police. Minneapolis safety leaders are defending their reform efforts amid a new audit and reappointment tensions. This follows a city review that detailed critical failures in the 2024 Allison Lusher and Davis Matori cases. Police Chief Brian O'Hara emphasizing that the MPD is a learning organization in the midst of reform.
For every recommendation within this report that applies to the Minneapolis Police Department, action has already either been taken or is actively in progress.
The report identified 37 distinct issues, including staffing shortages and a breakdown in communication with the county attorney's office. It's still unclear how these findings will fare for O'Hara's reappointment to his position after a recent vote by the city council against Safety Commissioner Todd Barnett's reappointment. Reaction to that audit today from family members of the victims. One of those cases involved Allison Lusher, a 47-year-old indigenous woman found dead in her apartment in February of 2024. Documents show she requested police protection from her domestic abuser and made at least 9 911 calls accusing her partner of domestic abuse. Her aunt, Jana Williams, told reporters the city failed her niece.
We know it takes, on average, 7 attempts for a victim to leave their abusive partner. 7 times. And yet, the system meant to protect them continues to fail.
The city auditor also looked into the case involving Davis Matori, who was shot by his neighbor following a year-long pattern of harassment and intimidation that Matori reported to police dozens of times. An amended court filing shows the cost that Operation Metro Search had on the Twin Cities. The state attorney general's office now claims a combined $610 million in business losses, $440 million in Minneapolis, and just over $165 million in St. Paul. The ongoing immigration operation caused many people not to go to work despite their legal status, leading to $240 million in lost wages alone. President Trump is nominating University of Minnesota economist Christopher Phelan as the next chairman of the White House Council of Economic Advisors. The nomination was posted on the White House website yesterday. Phelan would succeed Stephen Miron, who joined the Federal Reserve Board of Governors last September. The council's vice chairman, Pierre Yared, has been acting leader since then. Phelan's background shows a strong interest in central banks, aligning with Trump's focus on pressuring the Fed to cut interest rates. Phelan has worked as a consultant with the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis. Far-right activist and pardoned January 6th rioter Jake Lang is now accused of committing a bias crime in connection to an incident where he kicked over an ice sculpture on the steps of the Minnesota State Capitol in February. It's the second felony charge filed against Lang, who claims he viewed the prosecute ice sculpture as graffiti. In March, he pleaded not guilty to the first charge, setting up a July 27th trial date. Best Buy's CEO is stepping down. Corey Barry has been Best Buy's CEO since 2019 and will step down as CEO and member of the board on October 31st. Jason Bonfig, who serves as the company's chief customer product and fulfillment officer, will take over as CEO. According to the Minnesota Star Tribune, Best Buy's U.S. store count has declined by about 100 locations, and its workforce has shrunk by roughly 43,000 employees during Barry's tenure as CEO. It appears we'll be having a slow start to the mosquito season.
The temperature does make an impact, especially especially early in the season, mosquitoes actually can't fly if the temperatures are below 50 degrees. So even if it's warm during the day, if it cools down at night, they're not going to be super active.
Alex Carlson with the Metropolitan Mosquito Control District says they're spraying starting today and will do so through the summer. And what's old is new again.
Teens and young adults are leading a DVD and CD revolution, with libraries and record stores across the Twin Cities seeing more sales and rentals. Pat Wheeler at Cheapo Records in Minneapolis says the CD surge in popularity is noticeable and real.
Cost is one, though. It's important, especially for younger people and kids. They can get a lot more CDs for $20 than they can records.
St. Paul Public Library boasts thousands of readily available CDs and DVDs. Alicia Banaszewski is a library associate teen specialist and says analog media offers more of a connection and experience.
Holding it in your hands, having the special features, having the album art as something that you can hold and really look at, not behind glass, I think is really powerful for people when they're figuring out who they are.
Mark Fry, Newstalk 830 WCCO.
Finally, on this Earth Day, environmental groups and tribal communities gathering at the state capitol to sound the alarm about mining in northeastern Minnesota. Chris Knopf is with Friends of the Boundary Waters.
We at Friends of the Boundary Waters delivered this letter to Governor Walz. In this letter, we demand that Governor Walz use his authority and cancel one of Twin Metals' state mineral leases.
It follows last week's U.S. Senate vote to lift a moratorium on mining near the Boundary Waters. Minnesotans will be able to weigh in on a proposed mine in the area when the DNR opens a public comment period beginning in mid-July. Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.